Today, we're diving deep into a concept that might just change the way that you look at your social circle. It's a quote that comes from Jim Rohn that's been making waves in the personal development space for years. That quote is, "You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with." I'm Steve Baumgartner. I'm your host of the Fire Forged Leader podcast. My mission here today and the mission of this podcast is to serve you, the listener, through providing knowledge, tools, and resources around leadership strategies on three primary battlefronts. Those battlefronts are simply in the workplace, out in your community, and most importantly, at home with your family. Now let's get to work.
Leaders are not born in a womb. They're forged through heat, pressure, and a whole lot of sweat. The Fire Forged Leader podcast serves the audience through exploring leadership at work, in the community, and with the family. Using a practical perspective and real-life experiences from the host, Steve Baumgartner, and his guests in the Forge. Now, it's time to enter the Forge with the Fire Forged Leader.
As always, I need you to continue to support this show so that it keeps growing. With that being said, I need you to do just three simple things. First, make sure you give this show a rating. And while you're there, write a nice review to let others know why you listen to the show. And last, but certainly not least, I want you to smash that subscribe button so you don't miss out on a single episode. All right, I usually don't do this, but today I want to introduce you to a group that I'm partnering with. As I told you a long time ago, I'm not someone that you're going to see sell my soul for advertising or whatever else. I shut that stuff off a long time ago, but I did tell you that I would sponsor people that I truly believe in. So that should really tell you where I'm at when I tell you about my friends over at Black Rifle Company. Now, first thing, I don't want you to mistake this company with those guys who make the coffee. All right? By all means, go out and get your coffee. But Black Rifle Company is a data and marketing service that works for outdoor industries. Now, if you need someone to help you better connect with your customers in the outdoor hunting or firearm space, that's what these guys do for a living. They are experts in the field, and their passion has led many, many companies to 10x plus growth. You can go ahead and contact them on their website, which is www.blackrifle.company. Now, data is what drives us and informs every action we take in life. So why not make that data work for you? Once again, that's www.blackrifle.company. All right, let's get into it. Jim Rohn is the renowned entrepreneur, author, and motivational speaker. And when he said this quote, he wasn't just speaking from the top of his head. He understood something fundamental about human behavior. And that thing is, we are deeply, deeply influenced by the company that we keep. As you guys know, I recently just spoke at a concert out in North Carolina with some other friends. These people are really good friends of mine. Ones that I really wish I lived closer to so that I could spend more time with. Ben, Jess, Tyler, love you guys. Beyond that, I met some other really amazing people. One that really stood out to me is David Johnson. Man, that guy is amazing. So shout out to you today as well, David. And I know that my life is very blessed, guys. But I'm also really amazed with how blessed that I am with all these men and women that God has put in my life. Now, I can't go on any further without mentioning the person that I love most in this life, the person that is my ride or die, my best friend till the end, my beautiful wife, Sherry. And there are many others. There's Roy, John and MJ, Dan, JP, Wayne, Marcus, and many, many other people. People that I've met on this podcast, people that I've met in organizations that I'm associated with, and so many more. And to me, the number's not important. The quality of these friendships is what's really important. It's the quality of what they do in your life that has the utmost importance. Now, before I go any further, I want you to think about this for a minute. Who are the people in your life that you spend the most time with? Are they your friends? Are they your family, your colleagues? All right, do you got this picture in your head of who you spend most of your time with? You know, maybe you're out on the road. Maybe you're a salesperson. Who are you spending time with when you're out on the road? Is it the bartender? Is it people at the gym? Is it other salespeople? Is it people you work with? Do you go back to your hotel room and call your family? All right, who is it? All right, if you got those people in your head, what I want you to do now is consider their habits. I want you to consider their attitudes and what they value. All right, let that settle in for just a minute. What are their habits? What are their attitudes? What are their values? Now, question of the day. How much of that is rubbing off on you? Was that a little bit of a chest blow right there? Or did it make you feel good? It's not just about who you hang out with at parties or you grab coffee with. It's about the conversations you have, the advice you seek from others, and the energy from them that you absorb. Now, I want to give you a couple examples here. And the reason why each one of these people is in my life. My wife, she's not my life just because she's my wife. She's in my life because she's a damn good wife. But she's also the best model of faith and love that I have ever seen in another human being. Her faith in God, her love for God, her love for family is truly amazing. And she inspires me. She makes me want to be better. Now, these people that I mentioned before, Ben, Jess, Tyler, David, these are some of the most selfless people I've met in my life. They continuously help others. Continuously help others. Impact hundreds, if not thousands of others, while continuing to sacrifice their own lives in this pursuit of helping others. Totally selfless. And that's why I like people like that in my life, because I can be a dang selfish person. And these people help me be less selfish and more selfless. Roy, John, MJ, these are people who are constantly in my corner. They're supportive of my endeavors. And they also drop my name in places because they want to see me grow. Dan, JP, Wayne, Marcus, Dwayne. There's a plethora of men that I keep around because they're better than me in so many areas. And I'm better in other areas. It's not just a one-way street. But they help me grow as a man. They're men that I can bounce things off. About marriage, about being a father, about fitness, about finance, different things. And each one of these people, my wife, the group that I talked about being selfless, the group that I talked about that helps me be a better man, each one of these people, the people who are in my corner, each one of these people are one chapter ahead of me in many different areas. And they help me grow. They inspire me to grow. And that's why I love these people being in my life. Now, picture this. If you surround yourself with people like I do, of dreamers and doers, people who are passionate about goals and striving for growth, chances are their enthusiasm are going to ignite a fire within you. But on the other side of that, on the flip side, what about if you surround yourself by negativity? By pessimism and complacency. Well, you're probably going to start noticing that those traits are creeping into your own life and they're going to start eating you from the inside out. Now, just a simple example of this, right? If I am going to go out there and try and lose weight, I'm certainly not going to hang out with a whole bunch of people who snack for fun, who are sitting around eating ho-hos, right? I'm going to go hang out with people whose fitness is important. Now, here's where this whole concept gets really interesting, guys. You have the power to choose your circle. You can curate the environment that helps you align with the person that you want to become. You can choose this for yourself. You want to become more financially savvy? Well, duh. Surround yourself with people who are wise with their money. And ask them questions. Pick their brain. Try and understand how they do it. Are you seeking to improve your health and fitness? Don't go hang out with the people eating ho-hos. Find friends who prioritize wellness and then let it become contagious. You know, the beauty of this concept is that it's not about cutting people out of your life. It's really simply about being intentional with who you allow to step into your life and influence you. It's a choice. It's sovereignty. It's being in charge of your life. Now, I have some old friends who are people that they're people I love deeply, right? But they don't get as much time anymore because I invest in myself. I don't want to drop in my stock. When I become negative, when I don't have goals and ambitions, I become less for my family. I become less for my coworkers. I become less for my community. But I haven't stopped spending time with them. I haven't stopped communicating with them. They just don't get as much as of me. And what happens in that is that your old circle will be lifted up because you are one of their five. All right? So it's a win-win. You hang around people that inspire you to grow, and you inspire other people to grow that look up to you. You know, and some people think that that's selfish. Some people think that choosing to be around people who inspire you to help you grow is selfish, but it's not. Because you spread that wealth. You spread it in your family. You spread it with your friends. You spread it with your coworkers. Now, you know, I've been biting my tongue on this one for a while, but you know I have to say it. If you have a vision, if you know where you're heading, you're going to know what type of people you need to seek out to fill the gaps in your life, to help you be better, to raise your average. All right, so that's all for today's episode of the Fire Forge Leader Podcast. I'd like to thank you for tuning in. And until next time, surround yourself with greatness in different areas of your life and keep striving for your best self. Now go out there and take care, my friends, and stay inspired. But once again, leaders, you have come here to listen to this message. But listening is not enough. What are you going to apply today, this week, this month, this quarter, or this year? Who are you going to choose to spend your time with? Now remember, when you become a better leader, you become a better spouse, a better parent, a better coworker, and ultimately, that person that others want to follow.
You have just experienced the heat and pressure of the forge. Remember, words without action are meaningless. Now, after the heat of the forge, shape your thoughts, quench your brain, then put your new tools to use, adding to your leadership. Tune in next week for more lessons from the forge.